You cannot turn on the radio or open a newspaper without stumbling onto a story about education reform. KUOW's Marcy Silman asked librarian Nancy Pearl about a new book called The Prize, with the provocative subtitle, Who's in Charge of America's Schools?
This is just a fascinating look at what happened in Newark, New Jersey, when I like to call them kind of an unholy trinity of Mark Zuckerberg, who donated $100 million, remember, to totally reshape and greatly improve schools in Newark, including starting many new charter schools. So Mark Zuckerberg's big donation. Chris Christie, at that time, it's important to remember that the state of New Jersey had control over the Newark schools. The Newark schools were not locally run because in the eyes of the more centralized government, it had been felt that they had just failed miserably.
So Chris Christie then, as governor, nominally was in charge of the schools in
Newark.
Yes,
he was. And the third member of that group was the young, at that time, quite young mayor of Newark, Cory Booker, who is now the senator from New Jersey. This is a book about the great split in how we think about education for children, children's education, between what are known as the reformers who want to set up charter schools, who want to make running a school and teaching more like a business. You know, it's mm-hmm. going to be the bottom line, whatever you decide the bottom line that is, school student success, perhaps, versus people. You know, when you get the negative side of it, when you're called a non-reformer, that's always a no-go. I mean, it just gives you it's not a great way to be labeled. But those people who feel that what needed to be done and what needs to be done is really to hire more teachers, hire more social workers, hire more school psychologists so that you can work with kids in the public school system.
So when Mark Zuckerberg donated $100 million to these schools, which side did he fall down on?
He felt clearly on the reformers' side. I mean, it was a noble goal. It did not go well. It did not go well for a number of reasons, but one of those reasons was that fixing a school and keeping the same social economic environment that those schools are in is not going to work well.
So Dale Rusakoff is chronicling what happened? Is this essentially the story of this attempt?
Yes, this is the story of this attempt. She's a reporter for the Washington Post. She had unprecedented access, not only Mark Zuckerberg, but the whole, you know, the foundation, the Facebook Foundation. It was just an incredible attempt that showed so clearly, for me at least, that the problem of poor education, poor schools, cannot be fixed without addressing poverty, the trauma that these children are, you know, grow up in, have suffered. It's just an endemic, much bigger issue, and to just throw money on it. And she includes in the book where the $100 million went. And keep in mind that the $100 million was matched by another $100 million. So that was a lot of money. And my reading of the book leads me to the conclusion that not very much of it went directly to the children or to the teachers who would be able to directly impact those children's lives.
So do you think that Dale Rusakoff not only chronicled what happened in Newark, but this is really a sort of case study in what might work in other places that are facing up Seattle, for example, a school district with an incredibly diverse population and
right.
a lot of difficulties?
Yes, absolutely. The problem is that there's not the will to make the changes that are needed to be made. And to see a public school system fail, the public school system is, along, I would say, with the public library, is the center of our democracy. And it's mind-boggling. I mean, when I finished this book and another book I'm going to talk about later in the month, I just felt I need to do more. What can I do? Diane Ravitch, who was one of the early reformers and a spokesperson for them, has changed her mind, wrote a new book about changing her mind, why the reforms don't work. So that's very interesting, too.
This book is called The Prize, Who's in Charge of America's Schools? And the author is Dale Russakoff, R-U-S-S-A-K-O-F-F. Some meaty reading as we head into early winter.
I would say absolutely meaty reading, lots to think about, but written in a very, very, very accessible way.
Librarian Nancy Pearl with Marcy Silman. And you can find all of Nancy's book reviews at KUOW.org when you search for Nancy Pearl Books.